Welcome to Paper Money, the bi-weekly podcast covering the business side of the game industry. I'm Ben Clark, and normally this would be where Rhett says, and I'm Rhett Kipp. Today is October 11th, 2011. Have a slightly abbreviated show this week. We have our two interviews that we did at Gen Con. We did one with Don Coleman and one with Mark Jacobs of Chaosal. And, excuse me, of Chivalry Games. The game is Chaosal. And we didn't get a chance to really get our post-Gen Con show out. As we said earlier, real life kind of intervened. Well, real life has intervened again. Rhett this week is at the ACD Open House for part of his job with Catalyst. And so he was unable to record a show. We wanted to get a show out. And I said, you know what? Don had actually asked about doing putting the interview out there. So we have a very short show. We have our interview with Don Coleman that we did at Gen Con. And we're going to do that. And then we're going to do the interview with Mark right after that. They're both fairly short. And that's it for this week. That's all we're going to do. You don't want to hear me talking to myself. So without further ado, this is Don Coleman recorded at Gen Con.
We're here with Don Coleman of, now Don, are you with Catalyst Game Labs or you're affiliated?
I am now. Since this was produced, since they accepted my game, they asked me to be customer service. Okay. So I'm the customer service representative for them now.
Excellent. And so you are the designer of Hexagon.
Hexagon.
Now it's an abstract game.
Abstract strategy, simple jump and capture game.
Okay. Now you invented the game.
I did. I designed
You've invented it. How many games?
I've invented numerous, but they actually purchased three of them.
Okay. And now, just to guess, I noticed your last name is Coleman, and there's a Coleman who's significant.
My son is Lauren Coleman. He's one of the owners of Catalyst, but I have this disclaimer I always say, I pitched the game anonymously, and so the staff played the game, they liked the game, and then the name was disclosed, and that's how they do it.
Well, you know, it does seem like a long-term strategy to try and get into the game industry, to have
it
a son and then have him, take control of a game company, or found one.
Yeah,
so.
And had he not wanted it, I would have pitched further. The important part of pitching a game is have the best prototype you can get. Make sure you keep a copy in all your records.
Those of you who are listening, have I said this before? Yes, I've said this before. Do a good prototype.
Very much so. And then be patient, because they bought it almost 2 years ago, and we tried to get it ready by last year, but there was that snafu, so it took 2 years to get it here.
Now, were you refining the game in that time, or was it just kind of like, okay, we've got a good design, we're not, like, I know Randall is notorious for fiddling with his rules right up until the Chinese put the thing down to the
press.
Actually,
they did not fiddle with the original rules of the game, but Lorne and Randall made three expanded versions to the game. Mm-hmm. My game can be played in 10 minutes,
right,
and you can learn it in two moves, or three moves, okay, probably. And theirs is more of a strategy, of course, these guys. And it's probably a 45-hour game at that point, and it's a lot of strategy and a lot of more things, because that's these guys.
I'm shocked that Randall made a game more complicated.
Randall and
shocked.
Lauren, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So now this is the first, now when did it come out? Did it come out
actually,
just before Gen Con?
Gen Con is actually the debut of it, ready for sale. So it actually took 2 years to get here.
Again, not as long as you might think. I'm actually about to go talk to Mark Jacobs from Chaosal, who I started working with Mark about 5 years ago, actually. So you might be lucky.
Oh, really? I feel lucky for it. I've got one that I made 3 years ago. That's the first one that they purchased or are going to produce, and it's still waiting to be produced. So that's 3 years ago.
Right.
And then another one within that year. That year I did all three of them, and the last one I did is the one they produced first.
Oh, interesting. Like, so you said, it's very common for there to be
sure,
a huge hang time.
Yeah,
so.
But it's going to, things are happening at Gen Con, and so look for it.
Excellent. All right, well, Dawn Coleman with Catalyst Game Labs talking about her new game, Hexagon. And Don, we hope to talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
All right, we're here with Mark Jacobs of Chaosal fame. Now, we've talked about him on the podcast before. I've worked with Mark a long time ago, and Mark wisely dumped me so that he could get this game made rather than waiting for me to try and figure out how to do it with pewter parts. So, Mark, how long did it take, start to finish, to get this game made?
Basically, from start to finish, probably about 10 years ago I first got started. Now, let's... gone through a lot of learning experiences because, you know, this was all new for me, so this is my first product, and there's a lot to it. So this game, talk about taking on something very complex for my first time, definitely a lot of work. Had to, you know, find artists, sculptors, even people to make the castle pieces. So, you know, just a lot of things to get worked out, and then find manufacturers, obviously, that could produce it. And
Right. You
were actually one of the first people that I talked to that was able to take on this project and come up with reasonable costs and you know, actual ways of tackling the castles and getting them tooled, because there's a lot of undercuts and things to take into consideration, where other manufacturers pretty much just flat out said, you can't produce this game at any reasonable price whatsoever. Right.
Unpaid endorsement. I didn't tell Mark to say that, so it turns out I do know what I'm talking about, at least when it comes to production. I'll leave the marketing to Red, but I do know something about game production.
Right.
So now let me ask you this. What's the feedback on the box? Now, we were teasing you a little bit, but it is a big box. So is round two going to be with the deeper box that's a little shorter footprint?
For the next run, I am taking your advice once again, so you continue to help even with your podcast. And you did actually set me in the right direction on a lot of things when I originally talked to you. But anyways, enough of the endorsement. So the box itself was another learning experience, because the manufacturer I was working with actually gave me a couple options on box size, and I didn't know better. I went with, you know, square looks nice, let's go with that, you know, without realizing. So with the next run, it may be more of a rectangle shape to try to accommodate some of the, you know, shelf space for the retailers, things like that. However, I would say it kind of helped a little bit, being a new... publisher out there. It got a lot of buzz, just people talking about the size of the box. So I wouldn't recommend it for anybody to do something like that, because, you know, ultimately
there might be better marketing stratagems, but
it's worked. Right. Yeah. But it kind of backfired and worked in my advantage, because people do talk about the size of the box and you know, get some buzz, I guess.
Now let me ask you this. It's your first Gen Con as a company.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you two questions. What's the take on the show, and how are you guys doing at the show, you think?
The show's great. It's hard to gauge completely, because we're just trying to get the word out, being a new product, just so people hear about it. So a lot of people are taking...
I understand you ran down Pikachu earlier dressed wearing a Chaosal board. Is there any truth in that?
I'm trying to think of some marketing strategies that are unique, so I did get some suspenders. Glued a board game together, all the pieces on it, strapped it to myself with the suspenders, and was walking around the show kind of like a walking demo to show people, you know, how it works and everything, and tell people we got a booth, send them over there to take a better look at it.
Excellent. No, it's free.
Right.
And we're big fans of free guerrilla marketing around here.
Right.
So, all right, now I'm going to, what's the best way to, I guess, for those who haven't seen the game, what's the best way to describe... can you pigeonhole it? Can you describe the game in a paragraph or two?
Sure. Basically, it's very visually eye-catching game, because you've got multiple levels of the castle, and there's a lot of strategy to the castle. It doesn't just look multi-level, just to look nice. There's higher levels are actually shortcuts through the castle. So as you're moving your characters, you want to get up on the higher levels to be shortcuts. But there's trade-offs, because it's more difficult to move on the higher levels, so you know, there's a trade-off of and kind of strategy with positioning your characters as you try to migrate through the castle.
Excellent. Yeah, and the game looks gorgeous. It's a massive game board. There are numerous custom plastic figs with, and then there's the pieces of the castle. Now the castle pieces are random, right? No, not random, but that you can change each game how you put them out. Yes, no, maybe, or are they pegged in the board?
No, they are pegged.
They are pegged in the board.
There's
okay.
Little extensions and holes in the board, so when you do pop them in, and they're numbered.
Okay.
When you do pop them in, they fit snugly, so if you bump the board, they don't shift around or anything.
Gotcha.
And the reason they're always the same configuration is because even though they're separate pieces, they all work together. They're all lined up, mm-hmm. where there's pathways that connect throughout the castle. So that's your different routes you can take with your characters to go. So there's a lot of different variations of different directions you could go through the castle, up or down stairways, and then you kind of jump the levels. So even though they're separate castle pieces, by jumping, you could jump from one piece to the other, and they line up with each other, so they interconnect those paths.
Excellent. So, all right, well, Mark, best of luck. I actually, as soon as I go back and refuel at the ATM, I am going to come back and buy a copy of the game. And yes, I'm going to buy a copy of the game. I'm not getting a copy for free for pimping Mark on the show. I'm actually purchasing a copy. But anyways, Mark, thank you very much. Have a good show.
Sure. Thank you, Ben.
After the interview, I went over to the ATM, withdrew a bunch of money, went back to Mark's booth, attempted to give him said money, and he refused to take it for a copy of Castle. So, Mark, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a great game. I have enjoyed playing it. And that's it for this week. Next week, Rhett and I will be back together again for the first time in a couple of weeks, and we'll be doing a regular show. We hope you'll join us then. Until next time, have a good one.